producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday morning, and we are ready to help you with any of the questions that you would have about your garden, about your house plants, and about plants that you would consider as a holiday present for your friends and family. And over the next few weeks, we'll talk a lot about the Christmas plants, the poinsettia, the cyclamen, Christmas cherries, Christmas peppers, what else? Orchids. So there's a lot of wonderful, wonderful holiday plants, and you need to know how to select the best one and how to take care of it. And a lot of rumors were flying, and they do every year, that poinsettias are poisonous. So if you've got little kids or pets, don't have a poinsettia in your house because it's going to kill them. Well, it's a rumor, and it's a bad rumor. If you had a poinsettia plant and you had a dog that weighed, let's say, 15 pounds, that dog would have to eat 15 pounds of foliage before it affected him. And before that could happen, the pitch inside the plant, and if you've ever broken a leaf off of a poinsettia plant, you would notice a white sap that would ooze from it. And it's very, very bitter. It's almost like a latex. And it will seal itself, preventing moisture loss. You get a little bubble that will form, and it will create a scab. So don't worry about your pets. Don't worry about your kids. If they pull off a leaf or two, it's not going to hurt them. They won't like the taste of it, and they'll end up spitting it out before they eat any more because it is so bitter with that white, thick latex-type sap on it. The only thing that I want to caution you for the Christmas holiday is mistletoe. And the little silvery berries on the leaf cluster is poisonous. So if you have pets, if you have young children that tend to eat anything they find on the floor, what you want to buy is the treated mistletoe foliage with the plastic berries. And you can have just as much fun with that, and it will eliminate any potential problems. But, you know, it is a poisonous berry. And if it is eaten, it could create a problem, depending on the weight and the age and everything of the pet or the young child that would swallow it. So if you have, again, if you have small children, especially some that are creeping, and pets, buy the treated mistletoe foliage. And it's treated with a product that is a preservative. And when you look at it, it, the foliage has a little bit of a wrinkled look to it. And what they do is they set it in big containers of glycerin. And glycerin will almost mummify the foliage so that it won't change from the beautiful green to a brown color. It will always stay green. And they do remove the fruit, and they attach plastic berries to it just so that everybody can have a good time. So that's your one word of caution for the holiday, mistletoe. But the rest of the yard, you know, it's time to decorate. If you have a whiskey barrel or some type of container that you keep near the entrance of your driveway or on your front steps, this is the time right now before they freeze, and fill them with fresh cut greens that you can either buy at a nursery or a garden center near you. Or if you have woods around your property, you can cut some fresh greens, put them in your containers. And a lot of the garden centers and nurseries sell elderberry. It's a red berry that is covered, the branching. It's a plant that lives in a wet area and found all over the Northeast and beyond. And you cut it and you put it in with your greens, and it really looks festive. If you're able to put a strip of ribbon around your container, make a bow, that will really jazz it up. And if you're not able to find the elderberry available in your area, it's not a plant that's hardy, usually because it's too warm, a lot of the nurseries will sell something called ruscus. And ruscus is imported from Italy. And it's a broad leaf evergreen. The leaf is about the size of your little finger. And it's harvested. It's kind of, it's a little bit pointed on the tip of the leaf, and grows on a really strong stem, almost like a skewer that you would put meat that you're cooking on the grill, like shrimp or meat or something like that. And what they do is they cut it to length, about 18 to 24 inches, and they put it in a vat of a red dye and a preservative combination. And they let it sit in there for several days. And the foliage, the stems, and all of the branches will absorb the red dye and the preservative. And it's packed in bunches. And they ship it overseas to the U.S. and all over the world. And in the plastic bag, and it stays a little bit on the pliable side. And then once it's received, because I used to do this, you would take it apart and make it into smaller bunches, and you would sell the ruscus to decorate your whiskey barrels and containers and door baskets. But once it dries, the end of that leaf will get very, very sharp, so that you're not going to be touching it and playing with it. But it will keep its color all winter long. So If you have a whiskey barrel in front of your house, you're putting in some fresh greens into the soil and the rescus, then you don't have to worry. It will stay like that for several months, and it will not bleach out with the rays of the sun. The alderberry is very good also, but what happens as you get into January or February, if there's a lot of snow cover and you keep cleaning off your whiskey barrel to have that nice green appearance, the birds will eventually eat the red fruit and you'll lose all of your coloration. But other than that, it works very, very well. It's a, and is very, very pretty. So there's a lot to do and a lot of preparing for the holidays and putting the garden to bed. And if it's something that you need some help with, give us a call. The number here is toll free. It's 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Daniel is here after a few days off for Thanksgiving with his family, and we're ready to go. So give us a call, and we'll work together to make it fun for the next month or more. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas. Is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number is toll free, 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we'll work with you so that you can have a great holiday season and put everything to bed for the winter months. Daniel, who's up first this morning? No callers yet, so you'll have a chance to get in nice and early, and we can help you out. Now, while the weather is still nice, Thanksgiving Day at my house here in Kennebunk, Maine, we were 60 degrees, and Friday we were 62 degrees. And that took a few minutes, and I had a couple broadleaf evergreens that I had planted this year, and I sprayed the foliage with an anti-desiccant, the wilt proof, good stuff. Also sprayed my hydrangea, and if you're having a problem growing the blue or the pink ball hydrangea, it could be as simple as spraying the plant and covering the buds and the stems with an anti-desiccant spray. And it really does help. Rose bushes, the same thing. You know, last year we had a lot of snow, and most of us had a good season with the hydrangeas. They bloomed like they haven't in a long, long time. And the roses, we had only a few, if any, that died. And that was a real good thing, but you have to think about the weather. Last year, especially in the Northeast, all of New England, New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, we got walloped. And most of us had well over 100 inches of snow, so that the branches of these plants were covered. And they were protected from the drying winds of Christmas, of the winter. It's not the cold, it's the wind. So if you've got very little snow cover, and a lot of wind and sun, as the wind blows across your yard, it will pull the moisture out of the plant, through the bark of the plant, through the buds. And if it's a long winter that's open, then you're more than likely going to have a lot of damage. And plants like azaleas that are newly planted, or boxwood, even rhododendrons, mountain laurel, ilex, anything that's got a little to a large leaf, a little bit of care with an anti-desiccant spray, wilt-proof, wilt-stop. And most nurseries will sell either or. Some nurseries will sell both of them for an investment of about a dollar a plant, if that. Can save a $25 to a $35 plant from drying out and dying during the winter months. So if you did some landscaping this year and you have some broadleaf evergreens, then use an anti-desiccant spray on them. And as long as your temperatures are 50 degrees or above, it will work the best. Now, if you try and do it and it's freezing and you spray it on your plant, it won't hurt it, but it will freeze on contact and it won't have a chance to get into the pores, into the cracks and crevices of your foliage in your plant, and it won't be as effective. And if you apply it and then you get a windy day, because it's brittle, it will flake off the plant. If you apply it on a nice warm day, well above freezing, you know, something around, you know, the high 40s to the 50s, it stays pliable because it has a chance to seal the plant, and it will really last the entire season. So think about it. If you spent a lot of money on some landscaping and they're broadleaf evergreen type plants, use an anti-desiccant on them as soon as we get some nice weather again.
Hi, this is Paul Parent. My family and I are making Christmas wreaths and centerpieces again this year, celebrating our 25th anniversary. All wreaths are made in Maine of fresh-picked balsam fir and other natural greens and decorated with cones, berries, pods, and other holiday decorations. I hand-make all bows of waterproof red velvet ribbon. They are double-sided, not single-sided like other companies. That's twice as much fresh greens on each wreath, and it will not scratch your door. Look at www.paulparent.com to see what we have to offer. We ship from November 24th to December 22nd and enclose a gift card with your special message. Or call us at 207-985-6972, 207-985-6972, 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, and Sunday from 10 to 6.
Looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to of purified treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Call us with your questions, and we'll work together to make sure that there's no problems during this end of the fall season and very shortly the arrival of the winter season. Daniel, who's up first this hour?
First up this hour, we've got Lee from Massachusetts. He's got a question about his rhododendron and another question about his hydrangeas.
Okay, Lee, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
It's the hydrangea question only. It's the blue hydrangea question. I called you 3 or 4 months ago. I don't know if you remember, but you certainly may remember this. I'm the one that cut it completely down with a chainsaw. I cut this thing, I mean, within an inch of the ground because it was too much for me to cut with the cutters. And that thing has grown 4 feet tall. It was absolutely beautiful till about a couple weeks ago, of course. There's no leaves left on it whatsoever right now. And there's no buds, really, to speak of. and I assume I'm probably going to lose a year or so. Basically, to protect those tender shoots, they're very tall now, and there's a lot of them, and they're all brand new. I just would like, you know, some sort of idea of what to do to it right now, whether to use a lot of leaves around it or what, because they are very tender, I'm sure.
Right,
that's
right.
My question.
Okay. Yeah, which is a very, very good question, and it's something that most people don't realize. The blue ball hydrangea, or the pink ball hydrangea, not the cone shape, but mm-hmm. the ball, the rounded ball shape flower.
That's what this is, yes.
Okay. They make the flower buds on the growth made the previous year. So the new growth that came out this past spring, because you cut it down so close, didn't really flower for you. You may have gotten one or two blossoms, but it produced beautiful foliage, and you didn't get much in color.
Now, no color at all, right.
Right. So if you look closely on the plant, you're going to notice the brown buds that are opposite each other. And those brown buds contain flower buds, not in every single one of them, but in a lot of them. So what you want to do is, the weather is now cold, where, you know, to the end of November, and what I'd like to see you do is either use shredded leaves, not dry, fluffy type leaves, or buy a bag of pine bark mulch.
Pine bark.
And yeah, just a regular bag of mulch from your local nursery. And what I do is I take a piece of string and I tie it to one branch of my hydrangea, the balls, and I wrap the string around it, and I pull the branches together, and it looks like a Hershey kiss, fat on the bottom coming to a point on the top. And then I'll buy a bag of mulch, and I'll be doing this week because we've had some nice weather, thankfully.
But and no type of protection over the branches other than just wrapping it? No burlap, nothing at all?
No, I just take the mulch, and I'll build a mound of bark mulch, probably 15 to 18 inches, in some cases maybe a little bit more.
Yep.
And that insulates the plant. And then, before I do that, I use the wilt proof or wilt stop. It's
right on these stems, you mean? Actually,
yes.
Spray the stems.
Spray the stems and the buds that are on it, and it will coat it with like a pitch type product that will seal the pores so that no moisture can escape on a windy day.
All right.
And it makes a big, big difference.
Now, who carries the wilt-proof, Paul? Is that any one of your box stores, or is that strictly garden centers?
Usually garden centers, feed and grain stores, and even hardware stores. I've been to Lowe's and Home Depot, and I haven't seen it. This time of the year, they kind of close the chemical and fertilizer department in there, and they're concentrating on a few cut trees and, you know, a few dried out kissing balls and things.
I think I'll call Bigelow Nursery in Northboro just to see. They may.
Well, I'm sure Bigelow's has it. Big nursery.
I really appreciate your input on this, and I was kind of leery when I did what I did to it so drastically, but the roots, you know, after I did it, are huge. These things are huge, huge. This root system is actually well taken, and it's huge. So it really came back nice, and thank you. for your information, and I'll keep you up dated on this, in spring and summer of next year, let you know how I make out with it.
Wonderful, Lee. We appreciate the phone call.
And you have a great holiday, you and your family, and good talking with you.
You too. Bye-bye now. That's what it's all about, is acting before things get going. And if you're going to do a major project, then let me know so that we can discuss it. And as Lee found out, he cut the hydrangea right down to the ground. He didn't kill the plant, but he removed all of the flower buds for the following year. So the plant had to rebuild the branching, make buds on it, and next year he'll have plenty of flowers on that plant. And if you need some help, you're not quite sure of what to do right now, the number here is 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Anita from New Hampshire. She's got a problem with her oak tree.
Anita, good morning. What's happening with your oak tree?
I have a very large oak tree, but it has at its base a very large gaping hole. The crown looks like it's healthy. It's produced a lot of acorns, but I want to seal that hole up. It's been exposed to the weather for a number of years. It desperately wants to cast over and heal itself. So I don't know what to do.
Okay. Did you notice if the wood where this gash is, mm-hmm. is still nice and firm, or is it kind of punky?
I wanted to clean it out because, it's a good size hole. It's about 3 feet in length and about a foot wide. So it's kind of brown and spongy, and I wanted to dig that out, but I didn't want to go about it until I got your advice.
You're good. What we want to do is to dig out as much of that punky wood as possible.
Right.
It's just like having a tooth, and you have a cavity. They've got to dig out the infected tooth,
okay. And
then they fill it, and that takes care of the problem. So in your case, try and get as much of that punkiness out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And being that it's a good size damage to the tree,
mm-hmm.
By digging out that punky wood, it will give you more room to put a filler in it. Mm-hmm. Now, what you do is, once you clean out the wood, if you see that the cavity in the tree is, let's say, 3 inches deep,
mm-hmm.
okay, just get maybe like 6 or 8 nails and randomly put them in the cavity of the tree, nail them in maybe a third. So take nails that are 2 inches in length and put them in like 3/4 of an inch so that they feel firm.
Okay.
And then just get some wire, any kind of wire, and tie the wire to one of the nails and make like a cobweb type thing. So you go from one nail to the other, to the next nail, and it will create like a spider web.
Okay.
And then go down to your hardware store and buy a bag of ready-mix concrete and tell them that you want a concrete mix that's mostly sand.
Okay.
You don't want to have big rocks in it.
Oh, okay. Yep.
And then you can buy like a 25-pound bag, or if the hole is really big, you may need a 50. So, figure out how big the hole is, and when they show you the bag, you may say, well, I think I'm going to need the 50-pound. And you would mix it, and you just take a trowel and then fill the cavity with the cement. And if you see that it stays in place, then you can leave it alone. But if you see that it tends to, like, sag a little bit, because maybe you put a little bit too much water,
okay,
then just take some duct tape and tape the opening to hold the cement in place until it has a chance to dry.
Okay.
Once it's dried, remove the duct tape, and you'll allow the air to really fully harden it. And what's going to happen over the next few years, around the edges of this gash in your tree, the bark will actually begin to roll.
Yeah.
And as it rolls, it will get closer and closer, filling in and covering the asphalt, the concrete, and it will heal itself. Now, if it was a smaller hole, let's say something that was, 3 or 4, even 5 inches, then you could buy a tube of waterproof caulking. And you would just take your caulking gun and squeeze the caulking into the hole, and that will form a nice solid barrier, and it will harden, and that will keep all of the water out, and you'd be all set. So just clean it out, put something to help to hold the concrete in place, and that's nails and some wire.
And the nails won't harm the tree, since I'm going into the soft center?
Nope, the nails will not hurt the tree at all.
Oh, good.
And the wires will help to hold the concrete in place, and you'll be ready to go.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a great holiday.
Thank you now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected, so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant, this fall. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dot from Massachusetts. She's got a question about her maple tree.
Welcome, Dot. Good morning.
Oh, thank you for taking my phone call, Paul. You're wonderful. I'm so upset because over in Massachusetts, we have silver moss have rehatched again over the weekend. I thought it was just my house, but different. And what I'm afraid of is it's the same ones that attacked my maple tree, which was looking really bad 2-3 months ago this summer when all these white silvery moss, there was an abundance of them. And what do you suggest I do? I'm afraid they're going to, how can I save my maple tree over the winter? The leaves were all eaten up this, you know, this summer. It really looked bad. And a gardener I know told me it was the silver moss that was attacking a lot of trees this summer. Not to worry about it over winter. But now, I don't know up in Maine, but all over Lowell, the silver moss have reappeared again, like the rehatching. Over the weekend.
It's growing on the ends of your branches of your tree?
Well, they're all mossy now. You know, the branches are already mossy, but these moss are everywhere. Like at night, you know, dust, they all come out all over. I mean, the last three, four, almost the whole week. Now, hopefully this cold spell this morning will kill them. But, yeah, the branches are now like that mossy whitish color. And the leaves were all eaten up, and I was, you know, he told me, well, hopefully over the winter. But is there anything I can put on it to help the maple tree survive? It's a pretty 20, 30-year-old tree, and it's a beautiful tree.
Right.
I hate to lose it.
Okay. What it sounds to me is that you have a lichen, which is in the moss family. and it is a growth that lives on the plant. It doesn't kill the tree, but it lives on it for support. If you were to go down south, they have Spanish moss. And I'm sure you've seen old movies and that were filmed in the south, and you see this beautiful cascading silver type vine growing from the branches. Well, they're not attached or digging into the tree to steal nutrition and water. It dangles from the tree, gets the moisture from the humidity in the air, and it uses the tree as support. And this is what this lichen is. It's not killing your tree, and it's just because we had a lot of moisture this year, and if we have a nice cold winter, which we usually do in New England, a lot of those lichens will be killed and your tree will continue to grow normally. And there really is nothing that you could spray on it that would...
Yeah, the leaves were all eaten up really badly this summer. I mean, that's any... And I just trusted the advice to just let it be, like, almost like you said, wait till the winter comes and hopefully it won't happen. I think that's some type of a caterpillar or something. So that would account for the leaves being all eaten too.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, you could look through you could look through. It didn't even look like it had leaves on it in midsummer. And that's how the leaves badly, the leaves were eaten.
Right. There was a lot of problems throughout all of New England with either gypsy moth, which is a very, very common caterpillar, and you have cycles where some years you have very little damage, and the next year it can almost defoliate your tree. And then... like on Cape Cod and south, they have something called a winter moth. And the winter moth will actually lay its eggs during the fall season. And in the early spring, it will wake up. The eggs will hatch. They'll climb up the tree. And they'll begin to feed on it. And this year, all over Cape Cod and the South Shore, they had a lot of winter moths. So you add in the winter moth plus the gypsy moth, there was a lot of damage to trees. But the trees are old, they're well established, and they can repair the damage very easily.
Oh, great.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.